Coming up on episode number 601, well, we lost another one last week, another one of the greats. This time it was movie director and writer and producer John Hughes, who is just as well known for his movies as the soundtracks that went along with them. And we're going to take you through some of the most popular songs from his soundtracks in the mid-80s, some of his best-known films, all coming up right now on a special John Hughes tribute. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's August 11th, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, special tribute edition tonight, focusing on the music from the films of John Hughes, which, you know, there's so many iconic songs that you hear them and you automatically associate them with the movies, the John Hughes movies you saw them in. And there were so many bands that seemed to get a lot of attention from John Hughes. And I'm looking at the list here, and actually I didn't include two of the biggest ones, which are Oingo Boingo, which I do have a song I moved off into the bonus tracks episode, but of course the theme song to Weird Science, performing a couple songs on the 16 Candles soundtrack, and making appearances later on. Yellow, doing a couple songs, of course. Oh Yeah, having a big moment on Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but also a song on the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack. But of course, all these great tunes by groups like OMD and the Psychedelic Furs and Simple Minds and the Thompson Twins, things that are absolutely iconic to the movies that they were heard, that they were performed in. And we're going to start things off back in 1983. Before he started directing, he was a writer, wrote for National Lampoon, and 1983 wrote the screenplay for the film Vacation, based on a short story called Vacation 58, which was kind of based on an autobiographical trip he took with his own family. So the Griswolds, kind of loosely based on the Hugheses. Let's kick things off with, of course, the most famous song from that Vacation soundtrack, a cover of it, of course, performed by Darren Heyman from a 2008 collection called Great British Holiday EPs. Here is Holiday Road.
Oh,
Ah, yes, when Molly Ringwald finally makes that connection with the guy at the end of 16 Candles. If You Were Here, originally done by the Thompson Twins, very much countrified, bluegrassified, hillbillified, right there by Ben Lee and Spittoon. That is from an album called In Their Eyes, 90s Teen Bands versus 80s Movies Music. Great album, especially for stuff like this. I'm going to tell you about another one in a little bit that is a great album if you want to kind of collect a bunch of John Hughes-related covers. Again, Ben Lee and Spittoon with If You Were Here from 16 Candles. Before that, Turning Japanese, another song from 16 Candles, barely recognizable in that cover. And as I was going through all the different versions of Turning Japanese that I have in my library, I thought the one that didn't begin with da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na was absolutely the right one to go with. So Turning Japanese, performed there by 16 Volt for a compilation called Newer Wave. And then we start off the set with Darren Heyman from a 2008 collection called Great British Holiday EPs. That is Holiday Road from one of the first movies that John Hughes wrote for, which was Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. And we're going to talk again about the brand new speakers. I love talking about new stuff that they come out with because it's always so cool. All right, so now you know when I've talked about the Audio Engine 5s and the Audio Engine 2s. These are both speakers that you plug into a wall. You plug your Xbox, your iPod, your computer, what have you, into that, and you're good to go. Well, what if you already have an entertainment center? What if you already have a stereo system? You already have a receiver, amplifier, all that stuff, and you just really want to improve the sound that all that stuff puts out? Well, the right thing to get are the Audio Engine P4s, or the AP4s. These are the passive premium bookshelf speakers. What does passive mean? Well, it means they're not aggressive like those Bose speakers are, those mean old evil Bose speakers. No, passive means that they don't have an amplifier built in. Basically, you plug the two little wires, usually like copper wires, speaker wire from your stereo system, plug the two leads into the back of these, and you're good to go. What's really cool about them is that they come with what you need if you've got wall-mounted or wall-flush speakers, you know, where you've got the speakers in your walls. It's got the stuff so that you can mount them in there, or you can set them out on the bookshelf or out on the table or out on the floor like you have your regular Audio Engine speakers. And, of course, they come in those great finishes and have that great sound. The white, black, and bamboo look, and, of course, the rich bass and the nice, tight tweeter. The high notes, the high sounds come out nice and clear, no distortion. These are fantastic speakers. The AP4 passive bookshelf speakers from Audio Engine. And when you're ready to purchase your items from Audio Engine, be they the AP4s, the AS8s, the AW1s, 2s, whatever, you can make up all the letters you want. as long as you use these letters, Cover10, C-O-V-E-R, T-E-N, and that will save 10% off of your Audio Engine purchase, and it's just for you, just because you are a Coverville listener, just because you're part of the family here, you're part of the great listening audience for Coverville. Check them out, AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, well, when I say the words Breakfast Club, we're talking music here, I don't think there's any more well-known song from that movie than Don't You Forget About Me, originally by Simple Minds. And again, an album, a song that I've got a ton of covers of, not the least source of which is an album that JCPenney, yeah, the clothing manufacturer, put out last year called JCPenney Presents Don't You Forget About Me. Now, do you remember when JCPenney used Don't You Forget About Me as their commercial music? No, neither do I, which is kind of ironic, being that they're covering, presenting a bunch of different covers of Don't You Forget About Me. How many covers were on this thing? Looks like five covers in the original Simple Minds version were on this thing. And for the life of me, I can't remember JCPenney using that as their commercial music. But anyway, this is, for me, by far the best cover from that CD. It's by a group called Pacific, with an exclamation point at the end of their name. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, presented here from, JCPenney. Oh, that is so beautiful. Please, please, please let me get what I want by the Smiths, a song that was featured in a couple of different Johnny Hughes movies. The one I'm kind of grouping it with here is Pretty in Pink, which came out in 1986. Version there by She and Him, featuring the lovely and just so beautiful, just so dreamy, Zooey Deschanel. That comes from the brand new soundtrack to the Zooey Deschanel movie, 500 Days of Summer, just came out. Includes the original Smiths version as well as this cover performed by She and Him. Man, she just sounds so sad in that song. It's perfect. Please, please, please let me get what I want. It was also featured in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, albeit it was a Dream Academy cover that was even done as an instrumental, which you can't find it as anywhere, except if you know where to look. Before that, If You Leave by Rafter. This comes from a 2008 CD called Guilt by Association Volume 2. For the last couple of years, this group has put together these Guilt by Association CDs, and what's cool about them is they get some really, really good names, really good performers to perform these songs that, well, you know, some of them I can see the whole thing about, okay, you feel guilty just liking this song, but I don't think you should feel any guilt if you like the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark original of If You Leave. Before that, by request from Nick in Australia, I was going to include this in the Richard Butler Psychedelic Furs cover story, and then I had moved it off into the bonus tracks, and then when Johnny Hughes passed away, I moved it into tonight's show. The Dresden Dolls with their cover of Pretty in Pink. This comes from a fantastic CD put out by American Laundromat Records in 2005 called High School Reunion, a tribute to those great 80s films. And it's another one of those great albums that if you're a fan of all the John Hughes movies, as well as Say Anything and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, then this is a great cover album for you. High School Reunion, tribute to those great 80s films. Look for links in the show notes to where you can pick all these up. And we start off the set with a song from a movie that featured Johnny Hughes not just writing and directing, but also acting, playing Brian, Anthony Michael Hall's father, at the very beginning. That is Don't You Forget About Me, performed by Pacific, from a 2008 CD, or EP, I should say, from JCPenney's called, or JCPenney, no S on that, JCPenney Presents Don't You Forget About Me, The Covers. And somebody find a YouTube clip where they used Don't You Forget About Me as their commercial music, because I don't know where they got that. All right, so we've covered 1983's Vacation, we've covered 1984's 16 Candles, 1985's Breakfast Club, and 1986's Pretty in Pink. Let's move on to I take that back. We've got another song from Pretty in Pink, and I was going to talk about how you know there's some songs that are very prominent in the movies that John Hughes made, but didn't end up on the soundtracks. And in the case of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, there was no soundtrack for songs to end up on. For whatever reason, they couldn't get the licensing rights to release a Ferris Bueller's Day Off soundtrack. But something that was oddly missing from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack was Otis Redding's Try a Little Tenderness. And let's go ahead and listen to a great cover of that one right now by a guy named Ernie Halter from his 2005 release, Low Fidelity. Here is Try a Little Tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary, but young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Gets weary, try a little tenderness, all you gotta do. And I know she's waiting, just anticipating the thing that you never could possess. No, while she's there waiting, try a little tenderness. You know you gotta do. Now it might might be just a little sentimental. No, but she has her griefs and cares, and the soft words spoke so gentle. Makes it easier to bear. Oh, she won't regret it, no. Them young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. Oh, it's all so easy. All you gotta do is try tenderness, oh, squeeze her, tease her, never leave her, na 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 na, try it out, tenderness, oh, love a gentle baby.
Sweet, you were sweet. Danke schön, darling, danke schön. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all. Danke schön, darling, danke schön. Thank you for
Thank you.
far as covers go, as far as covers within John Hughes movies goes, he was hit and miss. They had some great stuff like this You Just Haven't Earned It Yet Baby cover by Kirsty MacColl, originally by the Smiths from the She's Having a Baby soundtrack, as well as the song before that, Lick the Tins, and their cover of Can't Help Falling in Love, probably most notably performed by Elvis Presley. I think he might have been the original performer. That comes from the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack. You know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles had a kind of a mediocre cover of Every Time You Go Away by Paul Young, and Pretty in Pink had, a disappointing cover of Nick Kershaw's Wouldn't It Be Good. So while he had some great ones, a lot of ones really worked. Miss Amanda Jones from the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack, Red River Rock from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Some great ones. There were a couple that kind of missed the mark. However, those last two, definitely ones that did not. You Just Haven't Earned It Yet, Baby by Kirsty MacColl. Can't Help Falling in Love by Lick the Tins. Before that, Donkashane, a song that Ferris Bueller not only sings in the parade after performing before performing Twist and Shout, he also sings it in the shower earlier in the movie, and you see Principal Ed Rooney singing it to himself as he's getting ready to ring Ferris Bueller's doorbell. That one is performed by Deluxe from the 2007 release If Things Were to Go Wrong, a nice rockin' version of Donkashane. And then we start off with a song that Ducky sings, or at least lip syncs and dances to, in Pretty in Pink, Try a Little Tenderness, originally by Otis Redding, covered there by Ernie Halter from the 2005 release Low Fidelity. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Rest in peace, John Hughes. You made some awesome movies, and of course, this just barely scratches the surface. I mean, we tackled, from 1983 to 1988, so 5 years of his movie directing, writing, and production. Of course, didn't even touch any of the Home Alone movies or Uncle Buck or any of the other John Candy films he did. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. Leave a message there, and if I play your request, I will play your audio bit to go along with it. You can also join the forums or comment in the show notes. You'll find both of those at coverville.com, along with all of your cover information. A place where you can sign up to be a Coverville citizen and get that Coverville bonus tracks. Just a word of warning, and I'll put this on the site too, but the feed is only going to have the most recent 4 shows of Coverville bonus tracks, and I did the 4th show, so if you're a completist and you're looking, you don't want to miss that first show, then you need to sign up for Coverville citizenship before I do show 5, or else show 1 will disappear and be lost in the ether forever. That's just out of fairness to the people who've signed up early, and I want to reward them for their early support. Also, the Coverville DVDs, shows 1 through 600 on a 3-DVD set. Those are starting to ship this week, and I'm only going to be taking orders for those through the end of this month. So August 31st is your last chance to get a copy of those Coverville 600 DVDs. So look on the site for that as well. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided on is provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.